Hey everybody, welcome back to the Thinking Crypto channel. I want to talk about NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Can they make you rich? Should you create your own NFTs? And are we in a bubble phase where you need to be careful or you will get wrecked? I will break it down for you guys. Before we get into it, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button, leave a comment below, and hit the subscribe button if you're new here. It helps support the channel and it doesn't cost you anything. So guys, real quick overview. What are NFTs? Once again, non-fungible tokens. We've talked about tokenization on the blockchain for years. Real estate, cars, all different things are going to be tokenized on the blockchain. Well, you can tokenize artwork on the blockchain, music and collectibles and things like that, right? Even videos. So that is what is happening, the tokenization of artists' creations, right? Proprietary content from folks. So for example, I could do some sort of video of some meme or something like that and tokenize it on the blockchain, and I can give it away for free or sell it. So that's why you see NFTs are being sold. Sometimes people are giving them away for free. Now, which blockchain is it on? Ethereum. It's currently primarily running on Ethereum, but other smart contract blockchains will have this ability. Chainlink, Flare Network, and many others. And we're going to talk about Ethereum and the gas fees issue, but that's what's happening. It's essentially unique artwork being put on the blockchain. And you may say, well, I can do that right now. I can upload my artwork online on Facebook or whatever, on Twitter. Yes, but the blockchain verifies that your version is the original copy or the only copy or one of 10 copies, right? So you can upload maybe multiple versions of your artwork. And maybe there's five copies, and everybody who has that respective copy can say, hey, per the blockchain, I have the original, right? Because people can screenshot it, people can download it. So the idea here is the blockchain shows the validity, the uniqueness, and who owns it. And that is part of the token economy we're heading to. That's why this is going to be huge. I believe NFTs are part of the future. I know it's a bit weird for some folks because it's digital. And it's like, hey, I grew up with sports trading cards. Now they're going to be just digital? Yeah, right? Because we're headed to a digital economy. Remember, each generation is different. We are shaped by our environment. And obviously, the generation growing up now, they're going to be strictly in a digital environment, right? So keep that in mind. Now, I did a survey, I put it up today, you know, asking here, how many of you have purchased an NFT? And overwhelmingly, 88.5% said no, and 11.5% said yes. So this is out of 565 votes. So not too many people are getting exposure here. And I do believe there's opportunity. But once again, I want to give you guys the view, both sides of the coin, so to speak, to make sure you understand the risks. So we see some very big influential people are getting involved in NFTs. Mark Cuban, billionaire, obviously owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Chamath Palihapitiya, who's a very smart guy. I follow him very closely. He got into Bitcoin early. He owns a lot of Bitcoin. And he's building a portfolio of NFTs. He mentioned this on a Bloomberg interview just back in February. And we see here artist Beeple just sold a piece of artwork on as an NFT at $69.3 million. Now, even he was saying in his interview that it's in a bubble phase. So that right there should be a warning. A guy who just sold artwork, who's incentivized to get as much money, is saying, wait a minute, should I have gotten, that much money? So there is a bubble to this, but that doesn't mean you can't make money or that this is not going to be the future. It is going to be the future. And all new technologies, when they are getting mass adoptions, go through bubble phases, right? We saw that with the internet, right? Just a 2000 bubble pop, Amazon and everything dropped significantly, but that didn't mean Amazon was a crap company or Google was a crap company, right? So keep that in mind. Now, we're seeing a lot of people are getting success out of this. Even check this out, Logan Paul, a famous YouTuber, he made $5 million, you know, selling NFTs. And a lot of different influencers are building them. I know one, Gary Vaynerchuk, who I follow very closely. And even the NBA guys, NBA Top Shot, They're getting involved in this, selling essentially videos and cards and so forth of NBA players. Now, I've stated on this channel, I do believe sports NFTs are going to do well because sports, of course, is a very big part of our society. People follow sports very closely. There's an emotional attachment to certain players and teams, of course. I don't think I need to explain this. I grew up collecting baseball and basketball cards and even Marvel trading cards and things like that, comic books. So these things moving to a digital format won't change human behavior and psychology. So remember that, right? This human behavior and psychology, people want to collect things that resonates with them, things they love. So you need to keep that in mind. I do think the sports aspect is a solid bet. You know, if you were to do something around, let's say, Kobe Bryant, who, you know, of course, passed away last year, you know, that might do well because people love Kobe Bryant and he's well known and all that, especially Lakers fans, right? Obviously. So NFT is in a mania right now. And it is very much joined at the hip with crypto. So there is an opportunity to make money here. Now, the investing part, you have to be very, very careful because there is a bubble phase, some overvaluations. However, I do feel that some of you, if you're artistically inclined enough, could make your own NFTs very easily and sell them and make some money. I'm not talking about millions, but maybe you make a few hundred bucks or a couple thousand dollars. Why not, right? You capitalize on this mania that's taking place. And some of the platforms or websites you can do this is, for example, OpenSea.io. I'll put a link in the description to all these sites. This is the largest NFT marketplace. And these are really simple, guys, to create an account. And you can have like a MetaMask account as well. And you need to use, obviously, Ethereum because you got to pay the gas fees and so forth. There's also Mintable.app. There's Rarible. Ooh, couldn't say that. So definitely keep that in mind, guys. You can easily go build these. Go on these sites and check it out. And you, like, I'm personally thinking about building my own NFTs. And look, I don't know if they're going to go anywhere, but I'm going to, you know, try to build something pretty unique. Maybe some videos, maybe some images. And of course, if you, once again, are artistically inclined, this could be really great. You can capitalize on this momentum here. Now, one of the roadblocks is the gas fees. The Ethereum network gas fees are ridiculous. So be prepared to pay some really dumb fees, in my opinion. But Ethereum has to go through its upgrades that are a little bit high. So it is something you'll want to play around with money that you can potentially lose. But look, if you have an NFT that does well, you'll make the money back very easily. You can also time the network and see, use a site like etherscan.io to track the gas fees to know when you can upload your and get your stuff on the marketplace and wait for the gas fees to be, you know, down, of course. So here's an article from CoinDesk I want to share with you guys that kind of summarizes this whole mania around NFTs. So the non-fungible token frenzy hit a high mark this week when a piece of digital artwork sold for $69.3 million at auction. But beyond its hard to argue, it's madness when prices for just about everything else are soaring too, writes Jeff Dornum, chief investment officer at Arca, a cryptocurrency investment firm, in his newsletter this week. Here's a quote. Many investors are so concerned about inflation that they will invest just about anything to eliminate holding cash on their balance sheets, Dorman wrote. When investors become too scared to hold cash, even for a short period of time, you know the world isn't quite as it used to be. Now, yes and no on this. Yes, I get there's inflation, and that's why I'm, you know, a lot of my net worth is in Bitcoin and the other cryptos. And yes, I have some stocks, I diversify and so forth. However, inflation alone can be the reason people are just moving money into something that's brand new and we don't even know if these valuations are going to last, right? It's literally so young. It's not like you're saying, hey, Bitcoin, which has been around 10 years, you know the market cycles. We don't know the market cycles for NFTs yet. So I don't agree with this 100%. Also, I've said it on this channel, guys. I think there's some money laundering happening here. So just be careful. Not everything in NFTs is money laundering. That's not what I'm saying, so don't get me wrong. But I do believe there's some level of money laundering here, the amount of money that's going into this thing. And yes, there's the potential of, hey, if you get some of these digital artworks, because this is version NFT 1.0, these are going to be worth a lot of money come version 3.0, 5 to 10 years from now, right? When you think about the internet and different things, crypto even. Yes and no, we'll have to see. Once again, there's a lot of unknowns here. So what am I saying is, be careful what you buy. Do your research on the valuations. If something just looks so ridiculously overpriced, probably dangerous to put your money in, that you will end up in wrecked city, right? Now, if you see something that maybe it's a sports card and you see a player, this player has potential down the line to do well. He's, you know, he could be the next superstar, whether it be in the NFL, MLB, or NBA, then you can, you know, maybe say, you know what, I'm gonna pay some money for this, because I believe maybe 2 years from now, or even a year from now, it might be worth, you know, 2 times more. And that's the same concept you may look at when trading sports cards, right? So keep that in mind, guys. You got to keep these factors in mind when investing. Now, I think the less risky part of NFTs is to create your own, once again, if you're so inclined. So why not give it a shot, put together some artwork, if it's photography, if it's digital art, whatever it is, and see where it goes. Maybe it goes somewhere, maybe it doesn't, but capitalize on this momentum, because there's a lot of big time money. Once again, I mentioned Chamath Palihapitiya, Mark Cuban, Gary Vaynerchuk. There's many other folks. Even this guy from Arca here is talking about it, chief investment officer. So here's another item here. NFTs will expand beyond current use cases such as collectibles, arts, and gaming into more traditional use cases like know your client, KYC, asset-backed loans, i.e. putting value of your house, car/car on chain to collateralize a loan, a fractional ownership of specific properties. We shall see, possibly. We've talked about the token economy, and maybe this is the way, right? But we will have to see here. From an investment standpoint, companies and projects that facilitate the growth and trading of NFTs could be big winners, according to Dorman. Tokens affiliated with NFT businesses have gained an average of 46% last week and now increase an average of 787% year to date, according to data from Messari. In-game assets, swords, skins, or characters can turn into NFTs, allowing players to have ownership whether they continue to play the game or not. Essentially, NFTs begin to quantify the time spent on playing games into equity, says Dorman. So I believe that. I believe this is going to be big for the gaming community and industry, because there's already a trend there with digital ownership of different things as relates to games, and obviously different levels. So that I think that's going to do well. Whether a digitized tweet, a digitized moment of a basketball dunk, or digital art is really worth tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars is entirely up to the buyer willing to pay this price. But conceptually, there's nothing weird about non-fungible tokens, and I agree with that. You know, once again, the valuations. You know, be careful, guys. Just be careful, right? However, the technology, it's here to stay. This is the future. So look at how you can capitalize on it. Be careful with your investments into it. You know, watch the valuations. It is in a bubble phase, but maybe you create your own and you can make some money off of this. Once again, not millions like people, but if you can make a couple thousand dollars, why not, right? So think about it, guys, and you know, I'll let you guys know when I create my NFTs and what I'm going to do with it. Maybe I'll give some away for free. Maybe there's one I'm like, you know what? I feel inspired. This is something unique, and I'll sell it. And I'm not going to charge $1 million, obviously. I'll probably charge a couple hundred bucks, whatever it is, just depending on the marketplace and who's selling what and what's the going rate and all of that. But once again, I want to give you guys an overview of this. This is what's happening here with the NFT market. It's here to stay. It's going to be big, but it is in bubble phase. Be careful. Anyway, guys, do you own an NFT? Are you planning to create an NFT? Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button, share this video, and I will talk to you all later.